Okay, Rabbosai. So yesterday we did Perek Tes in Masechet Shvi'it, and we did Mishnah Gimel, I believe. Is that correct? Will you all confirm? So today we can do Mishnah Dalet. And so if you please will turn to Eichlin al HaMufkar, then we can proceed. So Mishnah Dalet. Ochlin al hamufkar. So remember what we've been talking about over here is the chalos of the chiyav of biur. We have three pshatim, and what exactly is that chiyav of biur, which we spoke about in the first Mishnah, the description of the concept of biur, that it should be available to the chaya in the sada, and only then is it available to your behema in the bayit. And then we talked about the differences in topography and in climate, and in animal ranges for different types of things. Now, the question is, however, when we say that it should be available behemtachav l'chaya asher basadeh, and we make that comparison between them, where does it have to be available exactly? What do we mean when there's no longer a min? So our Mishnah comes to say, you're allowed to eat your perishvias in your home, is what it means, meaning to your behemah or to yourself, but only insofar as it's mufkar. The chaya has to be able to get to it. It's not a description of agriculture. It's a description of true accessibility. And therefore, it is only where you don't have it in your home already, or you don't have it out in your chutz or somewhere with a gate around it, that is not considered to be available to the chaya. And therefore, even if you've got this thing growing somewhere where the chaya can't get to it, that doesn't allow you to keep things in your refrigerator. And therefore, what we were talking about is lo ala shamur. So if the chaya can't get it from the hefker in the sada, now remember that in a sense, that is part of the description of kola. Because the more the sada is available to animal range, the less period of time that particular species is going to be available. Not because it really isn't available, but because it's been eaten up. It's not because it's agriculturally untenable that this thing should still be around. It's just because in having left it open, it obviously is going to be disappearing more quickly. Now, this is a very profound question. Because normally what we understood about the nature of Shemitah is that it's teaching us about the sensitivity to the earth per se. It's not a question of if something happened, namely that we had a bunch of people invading and they took everything out of the field and we weren't able to be zeichet to get the things out of the field. Well, that wouldn't change the time of the biur, would it? I mean, it just means that baddies came and took it away from us. You know, I mean, a saruman shows up and he gives away all the good leaf to all of these people. That doesn't mean it was kolam and hasada, does it? I don't know. That's the question. So what it's saying over here is that if the same thing is going to be available, and you would think to yourself, well, it's available. It's just, that's what happens during Shemitah. You let things open to everything and it disappears. But it's still the time for these paras. Come along now the Tanakhama to say, no, that's not true. If Lamaisa, it's not there, then when the Torah gave us this idea of Mina Sadeh, it really meant it seriously, that it has to be available in the Sadeh. Not that it only disappeared because of the Chayot. That doesn't make sense. See? Now that's an amazing kind of difference. Rabbi Yossi says, no, indeed, that's not the point. It's even, he's matir af al hashamur. Because if the bottom line is, you have one of these trees in your yard, and you are not letting people into your yard, and the dates are growing just fine. So you walk outside and you say, well, it's obviously still the date season, so why should I throw it out of my yard? So speaking in terms of agriculture, it's 100% the date season. And that's exactly what it is that the Torah was referring to. And therefore, Even in that case, it would be fine. So Rabbi Yossi's Sfora, therefore, would make a great deal of sense. In context of the sensitivity to the earth, the Torah never meant that it has to literally be available to the Hemtecha. That is not the point at all. Now that is Gufa, a question, where does he get that from? And that's not so Pasha. Where does that come from? But the truth is that there are, remember, a number of psukim, and we're going to talk about this in the next Mishnah, a number of psukim that all of this is based on. That's not the only indication of Behemtecha L'chayasher Basadeh, and therefore it could be that he's marbe, the real meaning of Biur, from other indications that it still should be available. We'll talk about this in the next Mishnah. I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow. But okay, but that's Rabbi Yossi's Sfora. And therefore, it would be mutter even if it was not kipshuta. Was it something that's available currently? Ochlin al hatefichin. That is two very different pshatim al hatefichin. The Rambam's pshat, which makes a great deal of sense with the next case about the anavim that are sitavniyot and that last very much deep into the fall, but they're not really edible. So the Rambam understands tefichim to be basically the same thing. These tefichim are hard kinds of seeds that will stay around for a long time in the field, but they're not good to eat. They're like the anavim that are the sitvaniyot. I mean, that's not like what we really look forward to eating, but they stick around for a long time. You can have, like, in terms of kidneys, you can have some beans that fell there, and they're just going to last for a long time there. And as long as that's there, that would be the tefichim, so you could still eat that min, even though the main sweet min, soft min, is no longer available. That's okay, as long as we've got these tough ones. That's the Rambam's approach. Now, other learn that the idea of tefichin, and this is, we find in a number of places we use tefichin in this way. If you recall, those of you who have spent any time in the Rova, there are the old porches, especially in the Arab quarter, that are made with Coke bottles. How do you make a porch with a Coke bottle? So what you do is you embed these bottles in concrete, so that what you have is you have a piece that surrounds your porch that has a lot of open bottles that are pointing outwards, and they're all embedded in this cement. Birds, not in Coke bottles, but in other kind of bottles, birds love to come in there and make nests, which gives you opportunities to catch the birds. Okay, so that would mean as long as I have these kind of things into the birds have it available, they still have it available in the tefichim, that is considered to be availability. So is a duftera. Duftera is the word du-pera, dual peirot. These are trees that produce two crops a year. So you have one crop that comes up much later. So you say, oh yeah, but the original crop is no longer in the field. It doesn't matter. You could eat a la dupera. You could eat on the second crop. Avalo al hasit vaniyot. Mashenken, you would not be able to eat from grapes on the sitvaniyot. Now, according to the Rambam, we learned that tefichim are hard garinim. Why can't you eat from sitvaniyot that are no different than hard garinim? Ah, so the Rambam has a whole different approach to what sitvaniyot are. Not what they are, but what the problem is with sitvaniyot. And that is that since they are so removed from the time of the original harvest of the grapes, the way he puts it is, it looks like they're coming from a different year, and they're not coming from Shemitah. So therefore, if you would have peiros that are from a different year, you wouldn't rely on them to be eating legabi biur. That's why you can't rely on the sitavniyot. But the other mefarshim, who understand tefichim to mean the bird bottles, so they, of course, they don't have a problem. You cannot eat on the sitvaniyot because of the fact that they are even later than the dupri. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is matir, even eating grapes until the sitvaniyot are over, kol zman shebikru ad shelo yichla hakayetz. as long as they began growing before. So then people will identify them as the same crop that was there before. And even though it took forever until they were rowy at all, it was the end of the autumn already, doesn't matter, you could still use them, which is not how we paskin. Okay, we got in, Baruch Hashem, a Mishnah. And pruta mitztarefet. And very soon we will be finished, Bezrat Hashem, with our Mishnayos.